Hello and welcome back for episode 4 of the Self-Love Challenge. My name is Steph and I'm the host of this challenge as well as the host of the podcast, Be Well with Steph. So I'm so glad to welcome you back here today to talk about our topic, celebrating your wins. I know for so many women that I have talked to, the idea of celebrating themselves or celebrating the small actions that they take every day feels really odd, feels really strange. People have expressed to me, like, I do well with building habits, I'm doing well with trying to stick to things, but when I get to the point of celebrating myself, I just feel awkward. I don't do it. I kind of like skip that step in the process. And I'm here to try to change your mind a little bit on Self-Love Week around the idea of celebrating yourself and celebrating your wins. I recently read a quote from Brené Brown in her book Dare to Lead, which I'm thoroughly enjoying right now. I'm a big Brené Brown fan. But I recently read a quote in her book that said, "We've got to stop and celebrate one another and our victories, no matter how small. Yes, there's more work to be done, and things could always go sideways in an hour. But that will never take away from the fact that we need to celebrate an accomplishment right now." Celebrating your wins is not about saying, I'm done, this is a victory, everything's perfect, we're finished. Celebrating your wins is about saying, in this moment, I'm happy with this choice, I'm feeling good about this decision, I'm feeling strong, I'm recognizing progress, and we need to stop and notice that. There's some brain science here. When you celebrate yourself, what you're really doing is offering yourself some positive reinforcement. And what that does is create new neural pathways in the brain for positive action and habits. You do something, it gets positively reinforced. Your brain says, hey, that was a good thing that I just did. I should repeat that action and do it again. So positive reinforcement and celebrating yourself is a really important step when you are trying to build habits and get them to stick. And I do wonder for some of you who have repeatedly tried to start new habits and have difficulty maintaining consistency, I wonder if this celebration piece is what is missing for you. So how? How do we celebrate ourselves? First of all, a lot of this comes through your self-talk, through stopping and noticing and saying to yourself, hey, that was a good thing. Good job. You did it, girl. You can write those things down as well. You could keep a list of wins. You could keep a journal. You could write down positive things that happened to you. In my hallway in fifth grade right now, we have up a wall called Celebrating Your Wins, and there are win tickets. And so if kids have something that's going on that they are proud of, that is exciting in their life, that they want cause to celebrate, they're invited to share that, put it on a win ticket, put it up on the wall so that other people can join in that celebration. That doesn't mean everything's going great. It doesn't mean that all of their choices have been awesome. It doesn't mean that even their life is really positive, but it is encouraging us to find those small moments that we can stop and celebrate one another in order to reinforce the good, to put focus on the good. So say it to yourself, say it out loud, write it down, tell somebody else something good that happens, text a friend or a family member and be like, hey, just wanted to share, this was pretty cool that this happened. You can put it on social media. That's why a lot of people are posting things on their stories like, hey, look at the meal I made. It's not a like, hey, look at the meal I made, but instead it's a, I'm celebrating the fact that I'm nourishing my body. This felt good. I'm putting in the work and here it is. I'm going to be proud of it so that I continue to do it. If all else fails, DM me, send me a message and say, hey, I'm celebrating this little moment and I am more than happy to celebrate with you. Celebrations and finding joy in what we do and, keeping a positive attitude and positive self-talk around our choices is a part of what I think of as romanticizing your life. It's a part of pulling out the good moments, pulling out the joy amidst whatever else is going on, and focusing on that, pulling out the joy, making your day special, making the little moments matter to you. When I sit down with that cup of coffee and a good book at 5:30 in the morning and I just soak into the covers and enjoy the moment, enjoy the taste, enjoy the words that I'm reading, I get to stop and say to myself, this is a luxury. You are grateful for this moment. You're celebrating the opportunity to have time to reflect and grow and rest. And that's worth celebrating. You're doing a good thing for yourself. Well, doesn't that attitude toward my habit make me want to continue doing it over and over again? You know, there's that saying that every day is not all good, but there is something good in every day. And that's what celebrating your wins is about, so that we find the good in every day, we reinforce it in our brains, and then we grow from there. So please, please take some time, if you're listening to this live, take some time this weekend to find areas that you are growing, find areas that you are trying, that you're making progress, that you're enjoying, and celebrate those moments. I'd love for you to share them with me. You can always tag me at BeWellWithSteph, and then I can share them out and our community can celebrate you as well. I will see you back here tomorrow for day 5 when we talk about comparison. See you then, but until then, be well.